Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you are not fans of the podcast, you haven't listened to it, if you have just come because I sent out a lot of emails to Bristol University, please, on my right is Hannah Ayoub. Hannah is an amazing creative producer. She makes brilliant artwork, and she's the only coconut allergic to coconuts. Also, Hannah's been getting annoyed at us recently, so we've given her something. If we say anything problematic, there's a problematic horn. On my right is Suhail Patel. Suhail is an amazing journalist. He makes brilliant videos for the BBC. And he forced me to go onto YouTube and find Warren G Regulate. Oh no, Nate Dogg Regulate with Warren G.
That's true. I relate to that song a lot, Alex.
Why?
Because I'm a straight G.
So guys, what have you guys been up to this week?
Trying to find anywhere in London with like working air conditioning.
Yeah. Has it been bad in Bristol?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I like that some of you have come wearing pajamas. That's the level of comfort you're at now. Fuck it, I made it through the hell zone. Now I'm just waiting to die. Like, at what point is this just summer?
It was like 34 degrees where I live this week. Like, that doesn't happen in England.
I mean, it does.
It happens now.
What about you, Seth? What have you been up to?
I've been similar to Hannah. I've been just braving this heat wave, man. It's been crazy. I tan a lot, yeah. I'm looking like a chocolate eclair right now. So then I'm like fully two-toned, like delicious chocolate pastry. So yeah, it's been good though. It's been nice.
In my head, I forgot the chocolate eclairs have bits other than the chocolate strip on the top. So I was like, my man, you do not look that level of dark.
Right. I'm also delicious. So. Quite bad for you as well.
Are you filled with cream?
Delicious cream.
Good, so that joke has got the most immature people laughing, so I know why. Right. You think that these jokes are just jokes for the sake of jokes. No, I'm a coder, so this is debugging. So, see? That joke, I found the penetration tester. See? That joke, I'm just going to keep going on and on this entire thing. How was that problematic? Right. So, what have all of you guys been up to this week? Can I just shout out? Good stuff, bad stuff? Sweating.
Melting.
Okay, we've gone through all of the sweating melting. Right, you're on the spectrum from sweating to melting. Like, just, like, next. What other stuff you guys been up to? Wow, nothing!
That's just what I like to hear.
Like, just sweating and melting. Alright, look, okay, I need to get something here off the top, yeah? Whoever, are any of you guys super into typography? Thank you, two people. All right, this is not the font of choice. Please, when you get back home, go to like defont.com and type in Talk Sense. Yeah.
It's really bothering me that like some of the letters in my phone are a big.
Look, Hannah,
what's going on with the number at the end of the hair.
I quite like that.
Like, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, just to like make up for the fact that I know good font, okay? But guys, I've got something to picture of Oz. So what do you guys think when you see Oz? I think all of these things. For people who haven't, who listen to the podcast, people who haven't listened to the podcast, this is what Oz looks like. Like he's tracked some shit. Wait, is that Nadia? No, that's not okay.
Okay.
Oz's sister was meant to be here tonight. And she lives in London. She booked it, didn't realise that it's in Bristol, didn't realise that Oz wasn't here, and is currently stuck on a train outside Reading. Not gonna make it. This is funny as fuck. Like, this is hilarious to me. Because the best bit, already paid. But that's what you think when you see Oz, right? Intelligent, beautiful. He's a brilliant friend, and most of all, he's a complex human being, you know, like we all are.
Mm.
But I know what you're really thinking, two-thirds of you. Where are you from? And, they have permission to laugh, right?
Yes.
We're going to make a lot of race-based jokes here. This is a safe space.
It's a safe space.
All right?
We're not going to judge you.
No.
Fine.
Like, you've chosen to come see us,
yeah.
So
yeah.
You're
so
allowed to laugh.
You're allowed to laugh at the race-based humour. And I know you're thinking, you know, where are you from? Where is he from? But then you might be thinking, no, really? No, before that. And the main question you probably have is,
whoa.
Why aren't you white? That's the main thing. Like, whenever people ask me where I'm from, like the main thing I like to play this little game. It's called Where Are You Really From? And you answer in like you don't understand. So I go, they're like, where are you from? And I'm like, okay, ask me where I'm from.
Where are you from?
London.
Nice.
No. Okay. Gotta go to a white person.
Why?
Ask me.
Where are you from?
Oh, London.
Yeah, but really, where are you from?
Oh, well, my grandmother's from Newcastle, I guess.
Okay, where's she from?
Well, she sort of has some, I think, Welsh blood in her.
Yeah, but before that.
Oh, well, before, I guess, sort of French, and I think maybe Jewish.
Where else?
Well, I think there's a little bit, and so on and so on and so on. And what you've got to do is you've got to like chain as many of those questions. My trick, I've got my record is 8. Before they ask some variant of that question, so it's a brilliant game. And
mine normally ends up being, why aren't you Chinese? When I say my mum's from Singapore. No, like. Rarely actually say this flat out, but why aren't you Chinese has come straight out many, many, many times.
I'm just happy people speak to me.
No, to be fair, like, usually it's not just people who are asking the, you know, where are you really from questions. You know, with a name like Alex Lathbridge, it's people who've only done phone interviews with me. So when you get to a job interview, like, Alex Lathbridge, like, I've had someone, I went to a job interview at GlaxoSmithKline. I don't care, like, they can sue us, whatever. And this person came out 3 times. They were like, no. No. They're like, Alex Lathbridge? Yes. That's me. Oh, I know what you're thinking. Colonialism, yes. So, I thought we could take all the fun out of this. Science to work out. So, basically.
When you say science?
Well, we're going to play a fun game.
Definitely fun.
Called Where You're Really From. So I got these guys to do a DNA test.
It was an ordeal.
Yeah, okay. With Hannah, not so much. She has poorly dungs, but we went to a Costa, and you're meant to fill it up to a certain extent.
Like a test tube.
Quite a lot, yeah.
And
yeah.
What was yours mostly?
Well, we had this brilliant moment at the end where you were like, is there any mucus in this? And I'm like, I have chronic sinusitis and severe asthma, so what do you think?
Probably.
Mucus isn't great for extracting DNA, is what we're saying. Sahel. Sahel was even worse. I was in a Starbucks. What I'm saying is I do all of my biological, like, sample taking in coffee shops.
But you don't have a preference for particular brands.
No,
so.
I don't. Look, every chain is good enough.
Except for Cafe Nero.
It
doesn't pay him enough.
Look.
They just haven't figured out how to put soya milk in coffee without making it taste.
Right?
Good use of the horn.
I'm not here for your alternative milks. I am now a man horning. Alright? I take it. No, I can't say that. No.
Is that bad?
You
can have it. I had a really good joke this week.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
It wasn't quite a joke. It was that mansplaining is correctile dysfunction.
Fuck off. That is a mom joke. So with Sahel collecting his DNA, it was an ordeal.
It was.
More for me than you,
He'd just come out of the gym, and he's like, oh, I go back to work. He had 1 minute to do this, and he had no saliva whatsoever. So in the middle of the Costa...
If he had none, he'd probably be dead.
I had to produce
that. Me. If you had no saliva, you'd be dead. If you took all the cells in your body and lined them up around the world, you'd be dead. Right. This isn't Reddit.
He's computational, by the way.
Me. I do lab work as well, yeah? Double threat.
We had quite a journey with that, didn't we, Alex?
So he's over this tube, spitting. He's proper dry mouth. I don't know what he'd been doing previously.
Yeah.
If you know, you know. And these guys were... Like, he was trying to spit into the tube. And he was there like... And then he went in. He was like, oh, I've got to go in 100. All right. So he... half vomited into like you like in the middle of this Starbucks, and I'm there like keep going.
You did it real nonchalant. It was cool.
He's like, and it looked like, I'm not gonna lie, it looked like a fetish thing, because I was just sitting there looking at my phone, like, oh hey, he's coming over in full gym gear, so proper tight, and just spitting into this tube. And then we both went our separate ways. So right now we're playing that game. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a fun game. We're going to split you up again. All right. And you guys get to answer the question you've all had. Where are we really from? So, quick shout out. Where do you think Oz is from? Break down the things here into percentages. Because I think Oz is like... 50% Asian and like 50% Native American or East Asian. What do you guys think?
Come on, guys, let's have some guesses.
Oh, wait, no guesses? Well, you know, if you get it right, you can win a Why Aren't You a Doctor Yet mug.
Nice.
Yes. Look at that, on brand. Yeah.
A mug for a mug.
All right, no, come on. Like, you're thinking a little bit Spanish, right? But Spanish isn't up there. Like, I know all of you are thinking like 100% Asian, but I don't want to say it. Alright, you can say it, it's okay.
70-30.
Yeah. You're thinking,
we've
got 70-30 over here. What are you saying?
What's the 30?
Okay, well, what's 30? Alright, let's, okay, we're going to call it, the first one is South Asian, the second one is Native American.
90-10.
Oh. It might be closer, who knows?
We split more times than that, but we're various different countries.
Shut up!
okay, cool. So what were we saying?
Like, 10% one country in Asia, 10% another one, and then like another 10%.
So what I want you to see here is, look here. You see what it says here, South Asian, where it says East Asian, Native American. There's going to be a percentage, and I want you to work out what that percentage is. It's a bit of levity, poking fun at the fact that people ask us this question a lot, so we thought we're going to have a bit of fun with it. Please don't bring Reddit pedantism into this. I just want to know, because we've got 70-30 here and 90-10 there. All right, one more. All I need is one more.
50-50.
Wrong.
Damn.
He's 98.6% Asian. Wow, he's super Asian. 1.3. He's 0.1% nothing. Just, I mean, who got closest? So closest was whoever said 90-10. Well done.
Nice.
Well done. Big round of applause for her. But that was the tutorial, so you win nothing. Next, we have Hannah. Okay,
so
these people...
To get full effect from the rest of this, you have to know that Alex has not let us see these.
They have no idea.
So, like, I'm not entirely sure what the ethics are of me finding out my ancestry on stage.
It's hilarious. because, like, I need... What I want you to do is a bit... It's sort of like... It's mixing, I guess.
Mm.
Like, a bit of... What are those things when you're doing...
banking. People that speak really, really fast and they're selling stuff.
Auction.
Auction, yeah. Just mixing auction with ramp. No, can't say that. not. Whoa, can't say that. Whoa! Whoa!
We need the horn.
Was that?
Keep it going.
That was from Manic, okay. I can
swiftly on.
I can say it. My name's Alex Lathbridge. A notable West African name. So what do you think you are? What do you get? What do people say to you?
I've been mistaken for Spanish quite a lot.
Yeah.
The number of times I have to say no hablar español, which
no hablo español.
I can't speak Spanish. Like, which people constantly get surprised by whenever I'm in Spain.
So she speaks Spanish, but there. Ooh, there's a bit of European, Iberian, but what do we think with Hannah? Just top line between European, South Asian, East Asian, what are we saying? What's the split?
10-60-30.
10-60-30. Well, that was really confident. what do you guys think?
25-74-1.
Okay. Mix it up, I like it.
This side, because these guys, the confident people, they've had Sahel, all right?
True.
The more reticent side, I need... 50-40-10. Anyone else?
5-95.
So you're saying 5% European, 95% South Asian.
5-90 and 5% East.
Okay.
Mm.
This is to win a mug.
You get to win this mug.
Yeah.
And it's filled with gold coins.
No, it isn't.
So what did you say?
10-60-30.
And then.
25-74-1. 5-95.
You're 50-50!
Oh, shit! I didn't expect that.
Yeah, exactly. You're 50-50. Look at that!
I know, it's almost as if, like, it's matching my actual ancestry.
a white dad and a...
South Asian mother, yeah.
Wow!
I would have never guessed.
You said...
10-60-30.
There was a 60-40.
Who said 60-40?
Somewhere.
That's it. You in a mug. Come and collect your mug. I like how it feels really, really awkward to take it. Like, I won a thing for guessing a race.
Correctly.
Okay. So, I mean, is that what you expected that? Yeah? 50,
yes.
50? Yeah, okay, cool.
Part of me wondered whether there'd be any, like, Middle Eastern in there, because some of my mum's ancestors are from, like, really North India.
And, okay. So
no,
that's
pretty
cool.
Much what I expected.
Yeah. So let's move on.
You don't even need to do mine, I know mine.
Okay, no, don't spoil it.
100% gangster.
What do you all think?
100% Asian.
Hmm? What, 100?
100% Asian, yeah.
50-50.
You're saying 50-50? 70-50?
80-20.
80-20? 60-40. 70-30. You can't say 70-30 all the time. Alright, so. We've got, you said 100%. You're saying 70-30, 60-40, okay. 90-10. 90-10? Cool.
10-90.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
It's getting heated.
Can I get a bit of a... Let's find your race! 95-5! Yes, look at you.
I told you I was related to Tupac, so that's where it comes from.
I mean, and it's 95.2, so we're rounding up. That's 9. Someone say 9-10? Someone want to get up 95? Yeah, that's 100. Someone said 100%.
He said 100%.
That's closer, mathematically. Guys, is it closer? 95.2 is closer to 100.
Yeah,
okay. Here, you get a second mug. More mugs for you. Yeah. Round of applause. This person. Final round, though. This is for keeps. This guy.
This guy.
What are we saying?
100% Jeff.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
What are we thinking?
70-30.
Oh my god. No. No longer allowed to say things.
I really hope he's right this time.
Like, that's the best way to guess it. To say the same thing. Yeah.
What are we saying?
37-50.
You can't say the things the same. What was it?
37-30.
93-7. Do I look that black? I'm pretty light. Like, this isn't me just being a coder person.
There are
like,
different shades of black, you know.
Yeah, I know. Oh. Sorry, are you. I'm just gonna check the light. Are you Asian-splaining my blackness? No! No! Okay, we're saying 70-30, 30-70. Yeah? And someone said, what?
50-50.
60. Oh, okay, this is too many numbers for me to remember.
61.5%. Oh, shit.
You're nice.
You're a nice mashup, isn't it?
Yeah. I like you're nice. Like, I thought you were trash.
Listen, we're comfortable with us, it's fine. He's hiding now.
So that dickhead that said 70-30.
Yes!
Okay, so to actually talk about this stuff is bullshit.
Yes, it's not true.
Has anyone done this? Anyone done this?
You saved your money.
Yeah, honestly, like 50 to 100 quid, like not spent well. Do not do these things. So basically, these things have a massive problem because what they look for are things called markers of ancestral importance or ancestrally important markers. So there's a bits in your DNA that sort of give an idea of where you're from. The issue is, at least for people whose ethnicities are next year's superfoods. Yeah, no? Okay, no, we were at a festival where one of the stalls was called, what was it?
Oh God, don't remind me. It was called Gandhi's Flip Flop, which I had like issues with on so many levels, going from like racism to that's unappetizing.
So, and when Hannah left, I went there. It was terrible food. But also, so these.
Honey, why did you go with that?
I was really hungry.
Do you know the
it had the shortest queue.
I like your thinking, Alex.
No, honestly,
I
like it. I'm not gonna, like, it wasn't like called Malcolm X's dungarees, so I was happy with it.
Listen, can I just say, this is the guy who drank Soylent for like a month. Do you know what that is?
It's the meal replacement thing. My girlfriend's in the audience, she's gonna be like, yeah, he has Huel at home as well. Yes, because when it's marketed to guys, it is the food of the future. When it's women, it's diet replacement. But these things are really bad because they have a lot of data for European people. That's why they're able to break down European countries so easily. In Europe, it's about 6,000, if not more. And those are just samples that are like, yeah, this is brilliant. They also have customer data, which they're feeding in. This stuff costs 50 quid or more. So 6,000 like reference points for Europe. That's how they're able to break it down so well because they know their market. Their market is Americans and European people who really want to know. So for African Americans and people of African descent, of sub-Saharan Africa, so where there is the most diversity, people in Africa are more diverse than place in Europe, they have 200 people. They are comparing 200 people taken from all across sub-Saharan Africa. So all that pink bit, just pick 200 random people. And they're like, yeah, you're kind of like this guy. Yeah, you're kind of like this person.
it doesn't work at all. And so that's why when you look at, he's just South Asian. That's what, for South Asia, they have, I think, 60 proper reference points compared to 6,000 in Europe. And that's, it's mad. And it shows how this data is incredibly flawed. And like everyone pays the same amount. So I paid the same 50 quid that everyone else paid and I'm getting a substandard service.
Yeah. Even for people of broadly European descent, it compares you to the genetics of people living in those places right now. It doesn't actually tell you anything about your ancestry, which is what they're claiming to do.
Yeah. So they're saying that you are kind of like the people who are there now. I could have told you that! Like, I've been to Ghana a lot. I could tell you that I kind of look like the people who are there currently. Like, we could go through all of this. Like, I could have told you he's slightly... Like, this is just like someone going, yeah, you look kind of... Indian, yeah, you look kind of Spanish. Like, yeah, you know.
But you know, I think it is a bit of fun, isn't it, at the end of the day?
For 50 quid.
For 50 quid. yeah, you're right. And if you're going to take it seriously, you can't take it seriously, but at the same time, it is just a bit fun, isn't it, in a way?
But at the same time, like, a lot of these people who are doing it, especially like African Americans, these people who really want to know about their history and to get, and that's how they're properly marketing it.
I think, especially when you consider that for a lot of, ethnic minorities, people of African descent, there's not enough sort of ancestry data in literature form. You know, like, there aren't the same records that you have. So, like, you know, my granddad on my English side has found some really interesting stuff about, like, our heritage, but, like, there aren't any records for the Indian side of my family.
Really?
You know, especially because they moved around Asia so much.
Like, with you, like, how much do you know about your history?
Do you know what? Like, it's similar, like, there's no good record, so it's like, when you try to have that conversation with your parents, for example, there's a void of information. So, I mean, the older you get, the more you want to know about who you are and where you came from, and that's what drives, I guess, demand for stuff like this, but, you know, it's interesting to know, like you said, that, you know, how true is it, actually, the reality of it?
Like, give me a cheer if you would want to know, like, your entire ancestry. Yeah? Mm. Like, do you think it matters a lot to your identity now?
No.
How come? Like, just random. Why? What? How come?
Because I'm me.
Okay, wow. Lots of
deep.
That's deep.
Yeah, you're your own pet. You didn't know that before, and you're still who you are now.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't make a big difference if you found out we didn't.
So, anyone who's, like, who knows their, doesn't matter what colour you are, like, children of immigrants and stuff, like, very recently, do you think it matters to your identity, like, knowing where you came from?
Yeah.
I know you, but, like, I'm getting a...
She's getting a consensus.
Consensus from the audience.
Sorry, I'll be
but
quiet.
Are we saying, yeah?
Yeah.
Does anyone think, nah?
No.
Because, like, for the longest time, I'm like, I don't really need to know, but then I'm like, because I know I go to Ghana, like, every year and stuff, I'm like, oh, I have that route. But for a lot of people, they don't have that. Like, do you go...
Yeah, I mean, it's a way to connect with your ancestry, and not just for BME people, but, you know, a lot of people, they don't have that sense of, this is where I came from, my history. And in a way, this is a way to find out a bit about who you are. And, yeah, it's like the self-help test, like those tests, personality tests and stuff, and all that kind of bullshit.
I mean, I'm hoping that this is a bit more accurate than a BuzzFeed quiz.
This is the type of cat you are.
But to tell you that, with this, you know this data you're seeing? If anyone knows statistics or understands when, you know, I make a noise that sounds facetious, this is a 50% confidence level. So that is them saying, yeah, it's kind of right, yeah, whatever. When you take this stat, so for instance, when you look at mine, if you take this stat to, 90% confident, so we are pretty confident, that 61.5% becomes entirely unknown. So they're like, we have no data, we can't tell if you're black or not. I'm like, the photo I can tell. But that's how unconfident they are, because they don't have enough things to compare it to. And like Sahil says, like, identity is massively important, because, you know, you really want to know your roots. Like, you do a lot of art stuff around your sort of heritage.
It's like, as I was saying that, though, I was sort of questioning, and I guess what's important to me is the two cultures that I grew up in, not art and science, in, you know, Indian and English. Like, And I guess I know that those cultures are important because I grew up in them. Mm. And that's sort of where my art style comes from and things like that. But whether the actual sort of genetic ancestry matters, I'm less sure about that. Mm.
So people who were born in this country but weren't, like, whose parents weren't or grandparents weren't and stuff, do you consider yourself British? Or do you feel British all the time?
No.
Give me a shit, like, shout, make noise, because audio podcast medium.
70%.
What?
Like 70%.
Nice. I'm going to ignore this side.
I've trained them well.
Well, I mean,
keep rebelling.
Anyone whose parents or grandparents were born somewhere else and came here, like, do you feel 100% British all the time or sometimes? Like, how do you feel?
I feel majority British.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up here, was born here, went to a Church of England school, and stuff like that.
Yeah!
I suppose, in a way, it's a more philosophical thing, because how much do your genetics define who you are or the place and the environment in which you grew up in? So it's like...
Sorry.
No, I was saying...
The interesting sort of thing I find about that is I think what made me feel British was spending 7 years in schools in Singapore and very much being the British girl in like a school of over 1,000 people.
Yeah.
You know, that does really
that
sort of... Like, it always gives
identity.
You identity
yeah.
in a different way.
Yeah.
But like people who are sort of parents or grandparents, immigrants, or second, third generation immigrants, like, do you speak the language that they came over with, like, English and a second language?
Yes.
Yeah?
No.
Anyone know?
No.
No? Do you feel like not having language, like, messes you up with identity and stuff? Okay, remember, nodding your head, like, so, yeah. Audio.
Also, we can barely see you.
Yeah, I don't eat carrots, so... I'm like Stevie Wonder. No, can't say that.
Stop.
Okay, no, but like, because for me, when I go to Ghana, I am like, I'm the white boy, but when I'm here, I'm definitely black. And it's so interesting, that difference. And so I get really, it annoys me when you have things like this that don't cater for people who are like ethnically diverse, because it shows how little these companies care. But at the same time, 23andMe, this is the company we use, it's not a plug. They recently said that a lot of their research data is now being sold off to, where is it?
GSK?
GlaxoSmithKline, yes.
Second venture for them.
Yeah, second, yeah, they hired me and now they're doing bad stuff with my DNA. And I think that's terrifying because I genuinely think that GlaxoSmithKline are the big evil.
What I found particularly terrifying about this was what you were saying earlier about how... So, a lot of the defence of it has been, oh, well, we ask people's permission and they have to, you know, like, opt in. And do you want to talk about how clear the opt-in, opt-out process
The opt-in is not clear, because there are four pages and it goes, click yes to do the next thing. Click yes if you agree to our terms and conditions. And then for the research bit, the bit of the user interface that was previously the yes button on previous pages is just the, like, yes, you agree to... have your things, your data given for research. So if you're just someone like me, just going, yeah, I just want to see the stuff, you'll have given your data away.
Mm.
And then it's a faff to find where you can opt out. And that's terrifying. And they know they're doing it.
Do you think they're going to clone you?
I hope so. Because on the Kinsey scale, like, I would just go, woo! Oh boy, mate. And it's technically masturbation. Oh, like you wouldn't.
We all would.
In the front row with your shorts. I see you.
Stop picking on the
audience. I'm not, I'm flirting. What? No, I mean, okay. No, okay, so if you, so to wrap up, guys, if you had the ability to go back in time, like to really perfect this, to have a perfect understanding of where you came from, would you use it? Like, so if you could tell, like, where you came back all the way to year zero or before, like a perfect understanding of where you came from, give me a cheer if you would use it.
Definitely.
Yeah. Give me a cheer if you wouldn't.
No, no questions.
Why not?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't make me who I am now.
It's vaguely interesting.
Yeah, I
understand. Raw! People who would, why would you?
To time travel.
Okay, you're not actually time traveling, but like all the data. Like if you could and you could see all the data of exactly where you came from, your great 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 grandparents, like would you want to see all of that?
Yes.
And why? Like why would you want to see it?
It's slightly more than vaguely interesting.
Curiosity?
Yeah.
Do you think it would give you a better sense of your identity?
No.
It's nice to know where you come from.
Yeah.
It's not, I reckon people would be quite similar if it was quite detailed.
Yeah.
And,
and when people think
there's not actually
all
difference.
Chatham, people think there's 70. Like when we look at mitochondrial DNA, there's 70.
Oh shit! Science time.
Yeah. Let's get it down.
Yeah, we're wrapping up soon, but hold it, it's a fact. Hey, who said it? Who's talking? Yeah. Hey.
We went to the shop.
What's your name?
My name's Erin.
Erin, what background do you have?
I'm about to start a PhD in nuclear.
I actually meant ethnically, but okay. White. I'm not going to joke.
White Irish.
Oh!
The blacks of the whites. What were you saying?
Well, there's a genetic choke point, and there's seven women that we're all descended from. Mm. So does it really matter whether we're descended from one of them or two of them?
It's true. Speaking the truth there, man.
Exactly. We are all human beings. Please make some noise for... I've got a name! He's the blacks of white people. Which isn't how you should describe Irish people.
We definitely need no one there.
So guys, identity is massively important, but things like this do not help us. We have reached the end of the podcast. This is the point where people generally make sad noises, please. Oh my god, they do it so much better than you do! Why can't you have that amount of sadness in your voice?
Now you can just use
no,
that
actually,
for every podcast.
Actually, can you guys do that again? I need... We've reached... Oh, look at that fucking crystal clear character.
I'm just glad it's over most of the time. This is like taking a big shit, difficult but satisfying.
Again, he does Elon Musk suppositories. So, guys, we have learned so much today. We've learned that genetics and this kind of stuff, if not terrifying, it just isn't important when it comes to our identity, I guess. Guys, I've been Alex Lathbridge. I've been joined by Hannah Yu and Sahel Patel.
What's up?
Bye.
Guys, you've been amazing, better than Oz. Make some noise for yourselves.
Yeah.
So you might be thinking, oh my god, how do I hear more about this podcast that combines science, tech, popular culture and comedy so effortlessly? Or you might be thinking, oh wow, these guys are geniuses and I have questions only they can answer. Or you might be thinking, oh my god, these hosts aren't even real doctors and I know more science than them and I want them to know this. How do I let them know this as quickly as possible? Well, what you can do is subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and all other podcasting apps. And I know you hear it everywhere, but a comment on Apple Podcasts really, really helps. You can email us your questions, comments, new stories, or just say hey at whynotadoc@gmail.com. And you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at whynotadoc if you want to keep up to date with what we're doing or be pedantic. We'll see you next episode.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.